This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Many Christians would say that evangelism is less prioritized in today's church than in years past. But it goes deeper than that. According to a new study, nearly half of Christian millennials believe evangelism itself is wrong. Find out more after this break.
Hello, everyone. This is Steve Green. I'm the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network and love our family here at Charisma. And I remember back in a lot of my days as a pastor and as a leader of students, as a dean and as a college professor for most of my life, I've seen people in times of need. I've tried to help them. Sometimes pastoral counseling can only go so far. We can only say so much. And there's times to turn to a professional. And I recognize those times often in the various stages of life. People just need a little extra help. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with going to a doctor, getting medical attention, or folks just for reaching out and trying to talk to someone in a time of need. So I want to introduce you to some friends of ours that are sponsoring the Charisma News, and we're so thankful for that. But I want to talk to you from my heart about the importance of going and reaching out to people who are professional and know what they're doing and have and can give wise counsel. The name of the company is BetterHelp Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed, that's so important, licensed Christian counselors who share our faith, who will help you through whatever problem it is that you need to talk to someone about. You can begin a conversation whenever you're ready. You can do it by text or by phone or even on a secure video conference line right from your home. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can just connect through any of the devices that are available. These counselors, the faithful counselors, share our faith and Christian values, and they have the experience, a professional experience, to help you with any of the issues that you want to chat about. They combine biblical wisdom with clinical expertise in mental health. Our counselors do their best to invite God into the conversation, and they help you to formulate an action plan that will address the challenges that all of their clients face. You know, the more private you think your problem is, I'm going to tell you as a pastor that it's pretty universal. The very deep problem you have is probably a universal problem. Other folks have it. So the goal of BetterHelp Faithful Counseling is to help your well-being, to get you back to that mental state of peace and love and harmony, so that you're going to feel mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. So I'm going to recommend you go to faithfulcounseling.com. Let me say it again, faithfulcounseling.com, and then put a slash Charisma News. I want you to do that. Don't forget that backslash because you'll get 10% off your first month, and that's important. We want you to note that you were listening to Charisma News, but they're going to reward you with a discount. So it's faithfulcounseling.com/charisma news, and you'll have 10% off your first month. You'll be asked to fill out a questionnaire. That's just going to help you to assess your needs and help them to understand where you are at the moment. And they'll use that to match you up with the right counselor, not just the first available phone, but the right counselor. Again, faithfulcounseling.com/charisma news. Now, I want to say a couple of things about what it's not. This is not a crisis line. This is not just a phone you pick up and just anyone's there to talk to you. These are licensed United States therapists across all 50 states. It's available worldwide. Four communication modes. That means you can talk to them by text, by chat, by phone, and even video. It's all included. You can start communicating with someone. You can get help within 24 hours, under 24 hours, really. It's available on your desktop. It's on a mobile web. It's on an Android and iOS apps. You can schedule video and phone sessions. You can do that weekly if you care to. It really just depends on what the therapist thinks you need to do. And you'll talk it out. You'll agree to it. No one's going to twist your arm or tie you into a long-term contract. They're going to talk to you. It's easy to change counselors if you happen to connect with someone and you don't feel connected. They can help you by finding another counselor that maybe is able to talk to you on your terms. So I wanted you to make sure you understood that you can change counselors if you want to. They have broad expertise in their entire network of counselors, and they're going to be able to connect with you in a way that maybe someone locally can't do that. The broad counselor base is what's going to help you. Financial aid is available if you qualify. And I want to tell you, it's secure. You can trust them. They wouldn't be on this network. You can trust them. They're convenient, they're professional, and they're affordable. And remember, you get 10% off your first month if you use this code, faithfulcounseling.com/charisma. I'm thankful for these folks. I'm thankful that a Christian ministry is available to help those of you who just need a little help talking through some issues. faithfulcounseling.com/charisma. Now back to the news.
A Barna study released in February is raising eyebrows in Christian circles. The study, commissioned by Alpha USA, looked at evangelism trends across generational lines. The biggest takeaway from the study is that among Christian millennials, 47% said it was wrong to share one's personal beliefs with someone of a different faith in hopes that they will one day share the same faith, a practice commonly known as evangelism in Christian circles. That's significantly higher than Gen X at 27%, boomers at 19%, and elders at 20%. Though Gen Z wasn't included in the study, Barna notes that the numbers are likely to be as high or even higher among the youngest generation. The study is complicated by a finding that the same group of millennials agreed, 94% of them, that the best thing that could ever happen to someone is for them to know Jesus. Another 73% said they know how to respond when someone raises questions about their faith, and that they are gifted at sharing their faith with others. That's higher than any other generation studied. So it's not a lack of knowledge, it's belief that evangelism itself is wrong. The study points out that most millennials know at least 4 close friends or family members who practice a faith other than Christianity. By comparison, most boomers and elders only know 1. David Kinneman, president of Barna Group, says the study shows that today's Christians need to pass on the importance of evangelism to the next generation. Kinneman says, "Even after they are committed to sustaining resilient faith, we must persuade younger Christians that evangelism is an essential practice of following Jesus. The data show enormous ambivalence among millennials, in particular, about the calling to share their faith with others. Cultivating deep, steady, resilient Christian conviction is difficult in a world of you do you and don't criticize anyone's life choices and emotivism, the feelings first priority that our culture makes a way of life. As much as ever, evangelism isn't just about saving the unsaved, but reminding ourselves that this stuff matters, that the Bible is trustworthy, and that Jesus changes everything. Pray for the next generation of believers that this trend would shift and a new enthusiasm for evangelism would spread." And if you enjoyed this story, you can read more stories like it on charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.